Oh, someone just came in here. Rafael Berger. Where is he? I don't see his picture.
Rabbi, I don't have such good internet, so I'm keeping the picture off.
Okay.
You're
Anyway,
welcome.
we have, I think, a very nice figure today. It is so nice. I think it's amazing. It's simple, beautiful, teeth, everything together. And it might even be right. Okay, so let's go slowly though. The Gemara makes a diyuk from a pasuk that mu'ud Adam lo have mu'ud behema and mu'ud behema lo have mu'ud Adam. I just see someone else, Shlomo Yosef Marks. Is that it here?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, we don't see you. And also Brigida. Hello, you're welcome. Okay, anyway. So the Gemara says the reason is because Adam is like mazel. The Gemara gives the reason. Oh, Shamir. The Gemara gives the reason because of mazel. So the Shaila is what's pshat in mazel? So Rashi has two pshatim. The first pshat is because Adam has seichel. He knows to watch himself. A behemoth doesn't have seichel. The second pshat, Rashi is ambiguous. He doesn't explain what exactly mazel is. Is mazel luck? Is mazel a malach? It's not clear. I see Yoni K. Hello, and the Dr. Gwander, welcome. That that's the second shot's not clear, but the first shot for sure is clear. Okay. Comes along the Rashash and he has a kasha that the Gemara on Daf Mem. We should read the Gemara inside. So just a few lines in the Gemara. Mara Mem Aleph. The Mara Asikasha, the Mishnah says, discusses a muad for killing people. So the Mara Asikasha, how do you ever have a muad for killing people? Once you kill one time, you kill the animal. So Rabbi answered with there's an umnina. Ravashi said, umnina lavklum. Like we discussed a little bit what that machlaikis is, different opinions. Then the Gemara gives an answer. Okay, we're going to skip that answer. Then we have three answers. Rav Zvid said, Horag behemoth. Then the Gemara says, Muad the behemoth of a muad Adam. Rashi says, where the Rashi, I muad the Adam, where the muad Adam, bitmiya. So Rashi learns that the Gemara is slugging up Razvid's answer. Razvid answered, the case of Mu'ud is you kill three behemoths. The Gemara is saying, it's Mia. Mu'ud the behemoth, Mu'ud the Adam. Then the Gemara, Rav Simi says, what? Rav Simi says almost the same answer that you killed three Goyim. And the Gemara is the same Lashon. Mu'ud of the Kochavim, Ave Mu'ud Israel. And then there's we have a third answer. Go Shaharik Shoshab Leadim Trefa. Umud Trefa Mu'ud Easter. And Shalem. And Raji says again, Bitmiya. So the Gemara gives three answers that are almost identical. And they say the exact same response to all three of them. One is that you killed three animals. Second one is you killed three Goyim. Third one is you killed three trefas, and the Gemara says to all of them, umuin, to whatever, have muin adam. Same word for word, the same. Just, you know, that second word changes depending what the answer is. So it comes on the Rashash and he asks the question that by, in other words, that our Gemara says that muin adam. Because Adam is a mazel. But we see that even Mu'ud, in this Gemara, even a Mu'ud to a Goy and a Mu'ud to a Trefa is also not a Mu'ud. So the Chayra, the Rashash's Kasha, depends on which Lashon you're learning in Rashi. Right? If you're learning the first shot in Rashi, it's definitely a bam kasha. because an Adam, a guy, and a treifa have seichel. Just because you're a guy, doesn't no one ever said goyim don't have seichel to watch to protect themselves, and no one ever said a treifa doesn't have seichel. So if this that means the svara of mazel, which is seichel, does not apply by there's no difference between an Adam, a Jew, and a goy as far as seichel, and yet still muad a goy is not a muad Israel. So the Rishash has a bab kasha. Why did the Gemara have to say that the reason why muad a behemah lave muad Israel is because an Adam is a mazel, which Rashi explains to me, because an Adam has seichel, get rid of the svar, even without the svar of seichel, even if Luyus or a behemah would have had seichel, a behemah with seichel is no better than a guy. Right? It's not, behemah is not Jewish. So even if the guy behemah would have had seichel, we would still have mu'ed a behemah, lave mu'ed Yisrael. Right? That's Rashash's kasha. Point to the second lashon, I'm not sure if it's a kasha. Why not? Because according to the second lashon, the difference between a behemah and a Jew is mazel. So theoretically, you could say that that's also the reason why the difference between a goy and a Jew is also mazel. Maybe a Jew has more mazel than a goy. I think they say that's what the Plain Yeshua says. And maybe a treifa has less mazel than a regular person. So I don't know if the Rishash's question would have been shver. It's shver according to the second shot in Rashi.
Why would a treifa have less mazel?
Because he's already half dead. So there's he's considered halachically dead. So it doesn't have the same mazel.
Mazel is a spiritual concept involving the Jewish people.
Okay. I don't know what mazel is. Regretfully, I don't know. So I don't know. I didn't say hello to you. Hello. But mazel is a, in other words, it could be that a treifa has less mazel. He's already, the malach doesn't, the malach, whatever, doesn't take such interest in a treifa. He's already dead anyway. He's going to die. Okay. But for sure, in the first shot in Rashi, it's a Atsuma. Right? That's the Rishash's kasha. What do you see? Rashi says the reason why you're not a mu'ed is because the animal doesn't have seichel. Even if the animal would have seichel, a goy has seichel, you're still not a mu'ed.
I thought the Rishash was asking a different question. I thought he was asking, why, what's the Gemara's, in other words, why are we saying that the Torah is teaching us mu'ed the behemah is not mu'ed the Adam? Even, it would be true even if, even if there was no difference between Negicha and Negifa.
Right. Well, that's what I'm just saying. Now, see, the difference is because the Negifa and Negifa is because of Mazel. That's how Rashi explains the difference. And that's how they, because other than that, because it's harder, you need a, since there's Mazel, you need a harder Negifa to kill an Adam.
Why would the Torah need to teach? I thought his question was, why does the Torah need to teach that to you?
Okay, well, that's the same question. That is the same question. Now, there, since even without the svara of mazo, you're not a mu'ed, so then this is not the right reason. And, try not to have to teach it. That is the same question. And there's, by telling you that this is a reason, you're implying that this is a reason and there is no other reason. If there's another reason, which includes more cases, and there's no reason to teach this. Yeah. That is the same question. I think that's the same exact question.
I'm misreading the Rishash. Doesn't he say Beferish a guy has mazel?
What?
Is the Rishash saying Beferish that a guy has mazel? And
I'm writing something.
Next question, that a behemoth doesn't have mazel. A guy has mazel.
Okay, I don't know. I don't know what he means. How does he know a goy has the same level of mazel? I mean, the Plain Yeshua says beferish that a goy has less mazel than a Jew. So is the Rishash asking because he just assumes that that's not true? And then he's asking even on the second lashon of Rashi. Okay, I don't know. I was just trying to say that for sure on the first lashon of Rashi, for sure he has a good gasha. On the second lashon, it's a little bit debatable, because you could argue that a goy doesn't have as much basil. Now, maybe the Rashash, I don't know.
And sometimes we watch Uncle
Mike. Who is this Rashash?
Well, it depends. What kind of Rashash is on Rashi? Devei Amaske of Agav Orcheg. Who's Rashash and Rashi Agav Orcheg? The Chora Tamua. Why do I need the reason of Behemoth, which is the reason that the Torah is giving? Because that's how we learn out from the Gicha and the Gifa. So I'm saying in Rashi's first shot, that's for sure true. Because Mazo means Seichel. Go ahead, Seichel. Second shot, I'm not sure about. But it ain't a Mu'ad Yisrael.
What's the reason for the Gemara there?
I don't know. He doesn't say.
It's funny to ask Akasha, saying, Mistama, whatever the Pshat there is, also applies to the Behema, you know? It's a Gemara. It has a Pashup Shot. Let's at least know the Pashup Shot before we say it also applies to the Behema.
Okay, so the Rabbi Magid. If you looked in the Rabbi Magid, he says the pshat over there is because the owner of the animal is more careful not to gore a Jew than to gore a guy. And therefore, the owner of the animal, to a guy, doesn't mean muad to a Jew, because maybe the owner will be more careful. That's what the... That is what the Rabbi Magid says. If you would have asked me, I would have said a different shot. I would have had we don't have a Yaakov Seabrow here to help me out. But there's a famous story of about Rav Usher Zimmerman, that Rav Achonim Vassman went to visit Rav Usher Zimmerman's parents. People, you know that story? Anyone know the story? If I need Yaakov Seabrow, I know all the stories.
I'm here, but I didn't hear that story.
Oh, come on. That he went to visit him, and they were in the country, it was the old days, and they had this wild dog, a watchdog, and they let him out at night, and then Rav Chanan came knocking on the door, and they were like, shocked. What happened to their watchdog? They opened the door, and there's a watchdog with Rav Chanan. Just standing down there by him peacefully. So they always say that the pshat is that there's a special thing that it's a pasuk in the Tochacha or in the that the Hashem, where the pasuk is that the Hashem, that if you're a tzaddik, the animals don't bother you. Right? Morachem, bring out the pasuk.
Okay.
I would say that pshat a little bit. That maybe animals have more respect for Jews than they have for Goyim.
That's the Rabbeinu Bachai. Now, Rabbi, I think the Rabbeinu Bachai or the Medrash Shulchan Aruch says beferish that with the human being, you have morchem v'chitchem.
Yeah, I think so. So I would have said, he asked me the question, how could you learn, what would be the simple pshat and daf mem aleph? So I'm saying the Rabbi Magid says because the owner is more careful. I would say the animal is more careful. Okay, I don't know. That's all drush. I don't know. But whatever that is, it's not because Adam is lemazo. It's not because Adam has seichel.
No, but the question is, does it apply to behemoth? Just because it's not mazel doesn't mean it's a svar that applies to behemoth.
Oh, okay. Listen, obviously you're getting too smart. But
the whole kasha is
assuming. Let's say if you learn you're obviously you got the right answer. I agree with you. Where did you learn? But the Rashash is assuming that either the svara is, I say like the Rava Magid, that because the owner pays more attention, or as far as like I said, that the behema is more impressed, and that would apply by muad behema and muad adam. See, same thing. So that's the Rosh Hashanah. Obviously, I agree with you. Your structure for the answer is right. That's not the Rosh Hashanah. Don't give this structure, but I like your structure. Okay.
Could you repeat what he said, please?
I don't know if I want to repeat what he said because he's going to take away my share. He said basically that you can answer the Rosh Hashanah's kasha very simply with a simple structure by saying that Enoch Inami, Mu'ed the Goy, no Ave Mu'ed Yisrael, and Mu'ed the Trefut Ave Mu'ed the Shalem, but that's for a reason X, and that reason does not apply by Mu'ed a Behema. A Behema, for some reason, is better. Goring a behema is better than goring a goyer and a treifa. And therefore, if you want to knock out a behema, you have to come on to the reason of mazel, that the human has seichel. But if you want to knock out mu'ed, if you want to explain why mu'ed the goy ain't a mu'ed, there's a different reason. Okay, we have to figure, that would be a fine structure to answer the Rosh Hashanah's kasha. But okay, but let's go back because we're jumping. It's a very, the Maramakom there are very, very nice. I really like this sugya this today. So the Rosh Hashanah asks this kasha. Sounds like a great kasha. So comes along the Rosh Hashanah and he says, Mamish, sometimes you see these, someone got to help me with this Rosh Hashanah. It's like a plea atzuma. The Rosh Hashanah says, the ulai shitoso kan karamba. The mu'ed ha'akamot ha'treifa ha'avi mu'ed Yisrael shalem. What's the Rambam? The Rambam paskins that mu'ed the treifa, the Yisrael, and a behema have a mu'ed. What does he do with the Gemara Mem Aleph? So the Rambam Magid says, the Rambam Magid, that the Rambam reads the Gemara differently, that it's not a first, Rav Zvid said his pshat, and then the Gemara asked on it, but it's all Rav Zvid talking. You go back to the Gemara. Rav Zvid Omar, Kol Shehora and Shlosha Behemoth, Umu'ed Behemoth, Ami Mu'ed Yisrael. It's a statement. It's not Lashon Tumua. And then Rav Simi, Kol Shehora and Shlosha Ami Kochavim, and Rav Simi is saying, Umu'ed Ovei Kochavim, Ami Mu'ed Yisrael. And then it's Rav Shimon Lonkish says, Yohorak Shosha Bleyadim Trefa, Umu'ed Trefa, Umu'ed Shalem. In other words, we read the Gemara that it's Lashon Tamua. And the Gemara is coming out that you're not a Mu'ed. And the Gemara is slugging up all three of the answers. But there's a different way to read the Gemara, that it's not Lashon Tamua, but it's a statement. And therefore, you are a mu'ed. So Memeda, he's saying if Rashi reads the Gemara that way, so then there's no problem on Rashi that the Gemara. What's my whole kasha? That the Gemara and base and mu'ed beim avi mu'ed Israel because ain't b'mazo. What do we need this for? Avimu mazo, even mu'ed the goy, though avimu the Yisrael, even mu'ed the treif, but avimu the Yisrael is not true. The way we read the Gemara on Daf Mem Aleph, now we don't read it as lashon tamua, but instead we read it as a statement. So mu'ed the treif, mu'ed the akum is a mu'ed the Yisrael. That's what the Gemara is holding. That's what Rashi holds. Right? That's the Rosh Hashanah's answer. Right? You people got there. There's just two ways you can read the Gemara on Mem Aleph. You can learn it as when the Gemara says, Mu'ed of the Kochavim and Mu'ed Yisrael, Mu'ed of the Behemav and Mu'ed Yisrael, the other where Mu'ed of Trevam, Mu'ed of Shalem, is it a Lashon Tamua or is it a Lashon of statement?
I have a riot to the Rosh Hashanah's answer.
Yeah, but wait, before you bring a riot to the answer, what's the riot?
Because Rashi and Memalef, when it comes to the shelling.
Yeah.
So he says there it's Batmiya.
Yeah.
Which is maybe Mashma, the one right before it is not.
Okay, but I'm not sure if that's such a riot. Okay, right. I hear. But Pashim Shot, it's a riot the other way, no? Pashup shot, it's a raya against the Rosh Hashanah. because what's a rye against the Rishash?
Or the Obit Smiya.
Right. In other words, you can't go ahead, according to the Rishash, you have to say, first of all, in other words, the Gemara uses the exact same Lashon three times. If they use the exact same Lashon three times, they probably mean the same thing. Now, Rashi says clearly on question number one and question number three that it is Tamiya. So Pashas and Gemara's middle one is also a Tamiya, right? So it's the way Rashi's, you're coming to defend Rashi. The Rav HaMagid says Beferish. Rashi doesn't read the Gemara like the Rambam. Rashi says it's Tamiya. So you're gonna and you're gonna come along and say that Rashi's reading it not Tamiya. Okay. So what's your answer?
What you're saying this Rashi, no?
What?
You're saying this Rashi is saying like that. Rulai Shita Sokan.
Rashi's not arguing Rashi and Ma'amad. We don't make machlokes in Rashi's.
Well, he adds the word kan here, right? He says, Ilu Shita Sokan.
I don't believe he means to make a machlokes in Rashi's. That would be very bad. So we had a suggestion. Who suggested it? Wait. I forgot who suggested it. One of the Brigida brothers, I forgot which one. Which one suggested it? Hello?
It was me, but I was really just trying to understand the question. But
okay. So the suggestion was that maybe Rashi learns that question number one and three are Bitzmiya. But question number two in the Gemara on Memav is not Bitzmiya. Because Rashi only says Tamiya on question one and three. But on question two, he doesn't. In other words, there are three steps in the Gemara. One is case one is by Mu'ed Behema, Mu'ed Adam. Case two is Mu'ed Goy, Mu'ed Yisrael. And K3 is Mu'ed Treifa, Mu'ed Shaleg. So Rashi only says Bitmiya against one and three. He never says Bitmiya against two. So you're saying that maybe Rashi learns that one and three was Bitmiya, but the middle one was a statement that it's right. And therefore Rashi really holds Halacha Lemaisa that Mu'ed Goy is a Mu'ed Yisrael. What? Someone help me. What's wrong with that answer? What's wrong with that answer?
But the Rav HaMagid says Rashi doesn't read the Gemara like the Rambam.
Okay, so either Rashash is arguing with the Rav HaMagid. Okay? But it's worse. And they got to get even more upset.
And the Rashash is working in Treifa also.
Because the Kasha and Rashi is not only from Goy, the Kasha and Rashi is from Treifa too, right? Rashi again, Rashi's first, right? You're getting stealing my whole share. The Rashi goes ahead. The Rashi says, the first Rashi. We're focusing on the first Rashi. Rashi says the Svara is because Adam has Seichel. And that's why a behemoth doesn't have seichel. That's why you can't bring a mu'ed from a behemoth to a mu'ed to an adam. Frank the Rashash, according to that, so a goy, you should be mu'ed a goy, mu'ed a adam. You would also have the exact same kasha from a treifa. Why is my mu'ed a treifa, not mu'ed a adam? And a treifa also has seichel.
That question is a lot easier to answer.
The Rashash's question on Rashi is from both. And I think the Rashash says, let's look at the Rashash inside. Let me look at the Rashash inside. Is he saying clearly that his question is from both? I think so. Because when he goes to the answer, he says clearly, let me see. Poor Shamir screams at me. So let me see. My Rashi is hard. One second. Okay. But you're right. So in his question, he only asked from Akum. But in his answer, it says, Ulai Shitoso Khan, the Mu'ad Akum Oda Trefa, Havi Mu'ad Israel. So when Rashash says his answer, he says Beferish, that Rashi is holding Mu'ad Akum and Trefa as a Mu'ad Israel. Because the reason why he has to say Trefa is because it holds, otherwise you have to cash it from Trefa. Says that only by Mu'ad Behema does fear like Kavase, but by Trefa, he does hold Kavase. That's pretty much the famous in the Rashash. Rashash is saying almost black and white that he wants to say that Rashi holds that Mu'ad Behema have a Mu'ad the Akum and Mu'ad Trefa have a Mu'ad Israel. It's only by Behema lo have a Mu'ad. But Rashi says the famous. And Trefa Bitmia. So what in the world is the Rashash doing?
I mean, that we're pointing out, the Rashash is clearly mistaken in his setup. I mean, the Rashi explicitly says Bitmia there. So, right. So do you want to salvage the Rashash, or do you want to say you just didn't read Rashi?
I don't know what I want to do. I don't want to do anything. I don't know.
As far as salvaging the shot, there's a big distinction between a Trefa and a healthy person in that the degree to which a trefa can avoid being attacked by an animal is not the same as a healthy person.
Why,
so the
why? I don't agree with that. Because a trefa doesn't have to be sick. A trefa, we could be a very healthy person. It just so you're gonna die. But right now he has full strength. Who says every trefa is missing strength right now?
I guess, but who says not? We can't be moxic. We can't be moxic from a trefa to a non-trefa. If the person is known to have a mortal defect, then that person, we can't be moxic because an animal is able to get him, that he will also be able to get a healthy person.
So you're saying that trefa, there's a Pashan answer for trefa. A trefa, mu'ad adam, the trefa of a mu'ad adam, because there's a possibility that the trefa is sick and he couldn't defend himself properly. And the Rashash never had a kasha from trefa. And really, the Rashash, there was no reason. It was just a misprint.
I'm not saying there's no reason. You got the Rashash. It's the myth to say from the Rashi on the Malach. But all I'm saying is if we want to work within this Mahalach, which I do believe that did from the Rashi before and after saying Bitmia, and with regards to Mu'ad Legoy Lohavi Mu'ad LeYisrael, not making the Bitmia. You know, like I don't know. It sounds like an interesting horror at the very least.
Okay, but it also I hear. On the other hand, it does seem very, very daichik in the Lashon of the Gemara that the Gemara uses the exact same phrase three times. The first time is bitmia, the last time is bitmia, and the middle time is a statement that it's true.
Well, it's a shaila in the girsa, no? Because in the girsa that we say it's bitmia, the next line says ella, no? I mean, I understood that the Rambam's not goris ella. So if we would split the girsa, that means we would be saying there's ella here and not there.
Okay, but even that, first of all, you know, you're making up a new girsa that no one existed. You know, we only have two girsas so far.
That the Rashash already did, though. That's not me. That the Rashash already did that one.
We only have, and even that, It comes out that the same words in the Gemara that is meant as a question is also meant, is said as an answer. It's a very big daichik, you know. So again, let's repeat over, okay, because we're getting...
Look, at the end of the day, we have the Rava Magid to explain as far as Rashi, so we're definitely in good position to explain an alternate pshat in Rashi.
Okay, I agree. So because the Rav Magid says that Rashi can't hold this. Yes, that's true. Okay, so let's just review over. The Rashash has a kasha. The Rashash is kasha. It sounds like a very good kasha. Why does a Gemara on that base have to say the reason why a Mu'ad LeYisrael is not a Mu'ad of Behema is not a Mu'ad of Yisrael? Because of the Svar of Esle Mazo, and that's based on the Pasuk. even if he would have mazel, a behema is no better than a goy or a treifa lechayra. And they, even they are mu'ed akum is not a mu'ed in Israel. So you see that there's a different reason. It's not because you don't have seichel. There's a different reason why you're not a mu'ed. And that reason, pashtus, would apply to behema too. So why do we need this far of eino mazel?
Why would it apply to a behema? By a guy, it's a gzeras hakasav, shorei. By a treifa, Rashi says, is because gavra ketila kato. Neither one of those things should apply to a behema.
Okay. First of all, I don't know you want to answer Rashash's kasha. You want to say that, in other words, you're saying that the reasons really, you're saying like this, Einachinami. You're saying that by Behema, the reason is because he doesn't have mazel, which means he doesn't have seichel. Those reasons don't apply by a goy and a treifa. But by treifa, there are other reasons. But the question is, what are the other reasons? And especially if you learn, as you said, because a trade for the person is so what? If the lumnus is, I assume, Chad is, that the Rashash is, you see, what we were talking about yesterday. The Rashash is a one-dimensional. There's one criteria what makes a person a mu'ed. Is there an umnina, is there not an umnina? Right? The Gemara had as far that if you have an umnina, that was Rav Ashi, Rabba, even if you don't kill anyone, if there's an umnina, you're a mu'ed. So when then the Gemara said, umnina lav klum, which, right, that I would assume the Rashash read it, that it's not a good umnina. The fact you didn't do it, you don't have a real good umnina. But by treifa, we have an umnina. By a goy, we have an umnina. So there's no reason why you shouldn't be a mu'ed. There's only, if the criteria of mu'ed, this is really where I want to go, but if the criteria of mu'ed is in the simplicity, that you work with Dairish Taimei Dekra, the reason why you're a mu'ed is because we have a proof that you're a gorer. So if you kill three people, three goyim or three treifas, we have a valid proof that you're a gorer. Edomai, we see you're not a mu'ed. So the Rabbi Magid says a reason, because it's not a good proof, because maybe the other was going to pay more, would be more careful by a Jew. And I said as far as not a good proof, because of the Rabbi Usher Zimmerman's story, because maybe the Behema has more respect for a Jew. So the whole point is that it's not a good proof. So then it's also Behema is not a good proof. Because I think if the way I'm assuming the Rashash learned, everything revolves on, do you have a proof or don't you have a proof? That's what you see even from the Rabbi Magid. The Rabbi Magid says the reason why by a goy or a treifa, the reason why you're not a mu'ed, because it's not a good proof. Because maybe the owner would have watched more carefully if it would be a full-fledged Israel. So therefore, that svara applies by a behema too. You also don't have a proof. But that's a Rashash's kasha. Rashash has a very good kasha.
How's the Rabbi Magid going to use that with treifa?
Also, the Aden is known, since the Aden knows that that person is a treifa, therefore he doesn't care so much if his animal kills him, so he's not so careful. That's how the Rabbi Magid is using, in other words, in the svara of whether or not you're a mu'ed is one criteria. Do we have a proof or don't we have a proof? The reason why mu'ed akum is not a mu'ed in Israel, because it's not a good enough proof. So he said, the reason why the Gemara says by behema is because of the mislaim mazel is also not enough proof. But the Rashash is cautious. Why do you tell me it's not a good enough proof? Because of the mislaim mazel, even without that, it's not a good enough proof, because even by goy, where they both have mazel, you see it's not a good proof. Okay.
Again, within the Rav HaMagid himself, do we have a problem? Because meaning that to distinguish between Adam and Behema, the distinguishing point is the fact that Adam's Isli Mazla. But as far as to distinguish between a Yisrael and a Goy, the distinguishment is how much does the bialim of the animal care about
That's far as should apply by a behemoth and a Jew too. How much
that
bialim care?
That would actually be his question, the Rosh Hashanah's question. We should say the reason why you're not word the behemoth is not word the Adam is because an Adam you're being more careful. You're watching the animal better.
It has nothing to do with the Gicha and the Gifa. And nothing to do with Mazo and the thing person has psycho.
Maybe a person wouldn't be more careful to watch for a person because he is Islay Mazla. The real reason why is because Islay Mazla, the person himself protects himself better.
Okay,
is Rebbe going to say Mahalik within the Rav HaMagid? Because again, how are we going to explain how the Rav HaMagid learned Rashi and Beis and Mabeis?
Then I don't know what I'm going to say. You're jumping. I can't think so fast. Let's go slowly. Because I think this is so beautiful. I want everyone to get this, if we can get it. In other words, the Rishash has a very simple question. The Rishash's question is, Rashi, there are three cases where you know the Mu'ad or something is not a Mu'ad to a Jew. Behema, Goy, and Trefa. That's a simple reading of the Gemara on Daf Mem out. The reason why the Gemara on Bay says by a Behema, you're not a Mu'in, is because Adam is Le Mazel. Rashi in the first shot says, because the Adam has Seichel, the Adam protects himself. That can't be the reason by a Trefa and a Goy. So obviously there must be a different reason. So whatever the reason you say by Behema and Trefa, you should say by Behema. So why in the world do we need the Svara Mazel? That's Rashash's Kasha. Comes along the Rashash and answers that Rashi had a different Gersa or a different way of reading Mem Aleph. But it's Pliat Suma because Rashi Beferish typically says not like that. Rashi himself says on Mem Aleph that it is Bitmiya. So it's like, you know, it's like a very, very plea of the Rashash. So we had a way of defending him, the Rashash, that he means that the only one in three is Bitmiya, but the middle one's not, which itself is very daichik. But he himself says the Rashash not that. He says that all three are not Bitmiya. So a very strange Rashash. I don't know if someone can help me with the Rashash. Be very strange.
Again, it's not an issue being strange. He made a mistake, right? And I don't think there's an alternative.
No, we don't.
I mean to say, he said that Rashi said something he doesn't say.
I don't need. We're still in the, this is a Chavetz Chaim share. So we don't say the Rashash made a mistake. We say it is strange. Okay.
He's saying that Rashi's saying that step is Benichusa when the Rashi Befurish on Mem Aleph is not Benichusa, it's Bitmiya.
That was very strange. You know, it's very strange. Okay. Anyway.
Rabbi, on the Rav HaMagid himself, why is he actually, once he's coming up with this svara that, you know, you're going to watch an animal over Yisrael, that it should not damage Yisrael more than Nakum, why doesn't he ask it on the Rambam Zokim Tosal on Mu'ad the Behema is Mu'ad the Adam?
Mu'ad, what? Rambam says Mu'ad
Mu'ad Lebehema is Mu'ad La'adam. So why doesn't he add?
Because he owes that the Mu'ad Treifa, and also he only said that Svara against the Rambam. The Rambam, he said that Svara to explain the reading of the Gemara, if you would read the Gemara Bitmiya. But Rashi doesn't, but he said the Rambam didn't read the Gemara that way.
But
Magid only says that Svara in Rashi, not in the Rambam.
He's starting with like presenting it as a kasha on the Rambam. He says that
he read the Gemara like Rashi.
Right, but he starts by saying, I have a kasha on the Rambam on those two cases, on the case of the Mu'ad La'akum and the Mu'ad La'trefa. Why didn't he ask it on the Mu'ad La'behema also?
Why didn't he ask on Mu'ad? Because the Gemara said, okay, I don't know. Okay, I don't know. Because the Gemara said, Mu'ad Adam and Mu'ad La'behema, it also Lashon Tamiya. Yeah, okay. I don't know. Okay, anyway, so let's go back. So the suggestion, if we want to leave the Rishash, was there any suggestion? It's almost a setup. The answer is set up for us. The answer you want to say is that there's not almost really a repetition of what we said yesterday or similar, that instead of saying there's only one criteria in making you into a mu'ed, there is two criteria. And therefore, if there are two criteria, Adam, behemoth to Adam strikes out because of criteria number one. Doesn't strike out because of criteria number two. Goy and a Akum and a Trefa strike out because of criteria number two and not criteria number one. And there's no problem. The Gemara, that was a structure. Someone suggested that structure already. The Gemara on Beis is saying that a behemoth is not a mu'ed adam because adam is a mazel, because you don't have a umdina, because it's harder, because the other will watch himself. Because one of the criteria is to make a mu'ed is umdina. But the Gemara on the Mem Aleph is saying that by a behemoth and by a goy and a trefa, you're also not a mu'ed. Even though there is an umdina, we will not say the Rava Magid Svara, but there's a different reason why you're not a mu'ed, because there's another criteria. Right? That would answer the question. What would be the other criteria? So we could say,
Rabbi, which question are we answering right now?
We're trying to answer Rashash's question.
We're
trying to defend the Rashash. We're trying to argue with Rashash.
Oh, okay, fine. I was confused.
The Rashash asked Akash and Rashi, why do you need this part of Adam Islay Mazo? To explain why Mu'ed Abeimud Avi Mu'ed Adam, you see, even Mu'ed Goyd Avi Mu'ed Adam Israel. The answer is because Mu'ed Goyd is not a Mu'ed Israel because it strikes out because of criteria number two. But Abeimud, you know, has some advantage. In some ways, Abeimud is better
than a
Goyd. So the behemoth has only strikes out as the behemoth strikes out because there's no umnina, because a behemoth doesn't have das to watch itself. So the fact that you were able to kill a behemoth doesn't make an umnina that you're going to kill an adam. A goy has das. The reason why it strikes out is for a different reason. So then why the Gemara on that base need to say the reason because there's no umnina? Because that reason why a goy strikes out doesn't apply to a behemoth. Right? That's a very simple stretch. So what could be the possible hesber in that?
We could say it's because of, like we said on, I think if of later on here, maybe that it goes based on the punishment. Then it's on the, that all three of these cases, they don't have the same punishment on the Baal HaShor.
Right, I think so. I think that's what you're saying. In other words, we said yesterday that in Rashi, reason why Rashi picked the Mea Mazik, you know, the Kofar is Mazik, the Mea Nizik, and not Kofar, the Mea Mazik, is because Rashi holds that there's another requirement, not because of Umdina, but Rashi holds that in order to be a Mu'ed, you have to do three hezekim of paying Demei Nizik to the Yarshim, to the person who got damaged. Right? That's what we said yesterday. So when you mazik a guy, when you kill a guy, I don't think you pay Demei Nizik. And when you, because I don't think if you damage a guy, you know, there is no, you putter. We don't pay damages when you mazik a guy. Right, that's a Mishnah. That if you mazik a goy, you're potter. If you go ahead and you kill a trefa, I assume you're also potter because there's no kofar. Kofar is only if you're kofar. I don't think there's nezek because there's only a chiyuv kofar when you kill a person. You don't pay nezek, you only pay kofar, and kofar doesn't exist when he's a dead person. So it comes out that what we said yesterday really is the same answer. It's very beautiful. The same answer we said yesterday answers the Rishash. We basically were saying yesterday that it's not one dimensional, there's two dimensionals. There's two requirements to become a mu'ed. Requirement number one is you have to have an umdina. That's for sure. For the pshat of mu'eda, be'adam, behema lo'avi, mu'eda adam, because there's no umdina. Because a behemoth doesn't have to ask to watch itself. There's no umdina. But even when you have an umdina, Rav Ashi said, umdina lav klum. Why not? So when we read the Gemara on daf, we read the Gemara on daf memau, because the Gemara is saying that umdina isn't enough. You have to go ahead and have three chiyuvim. And what type of chiyuvim? Rashi says it can't be kaifer amisa. It can't be, it has to be all on the same track. So it has to be all, if the mu'ed at the end is going to be, you know, to the, if you're going to do, we you know, it has to be, all four has to be the same. We said that they have to be all four, therefore the main nizik to the Yarshim. Otherwise, if the first three were the main nizik and the fourth one is the main mazik, it wouldn't shim, because that's not mu'ed. So the same thing, if the first three, if you kill a guy, you're not paying the main nizik, then you're not going to be a mu'ed. If you kill a treifa, you're not paying the main nizik, you're not a mu'ed. Because you're missing out, but if you kill a behema, you are paying the main nizik. In other words, based on what we said yesterday, there's a reasonable, logical basis to hear that there's an animal is better, when you gore an animal, on one dimension, it's better to make you a mu'ed than when you kill a person, a guy. Because when you kill an animal, you're paying the zikin. And so there's three times the zikin is b'chayiv you kofer, which is the zikin.
Are you saying that by the guy also?
The zikin. So there's no, you can't be a mu'ed for a different reason. What? I'm sorry.
Is Rebbe saying by the guy that you'd be putter also from the misa? Was Rebbe using the zikin and sort of mixing the two?
I'm saying by when you kill a guy, there is no touch when your animal kills a guy. When your animal kills a guy, I do not believe there's nezikin. You pay anything. I don't know. You have to check. But I don't think so. Because there's no nezikin. There's no chi of nezikin when you damage a guy. Therefore, when you kill your animal, killed the guy first time, the owner didn't pay anything. Killed the guy the second time. Didn't pay anything. Killed the guy the third time. You didn't pay anything. Now the fourth time he kills a Jew. So you want to say mu'ed, since we have three indications that your animal is a wild animal. That's true. You got very good indications. It's just like if you would have an umdina that he's a wild animal. But even though you got indications that he's a wild animal, we said that umdina is not good enough. Because there's another requirement. The requirement is you gotta have three chiyuvim of payments of the, and not just any old payments. Three chiyuvim of payments of money to the nezikin to the yarshim. You don't have that when you kill a guy, and you don't have that when you kill a treifa. You do have that when you kill a behema. So when you kill a behema, the only reason why it's not a mu'ed adam, because there's no umdina, because adam is lemazo. But when you kill a treifa or a guy, you do have an umdina, but there's a completely different reason. There's a totally different, unrelated reason why you're not a mu'ed. So the difference between us and the Rashash is very simple. The Rashash was what we call, I'm going one-dimensional. The Rashash learned that there's only one criteria in whether or not you're a mu'ed. Is there an umnina or isn't there an umnina? Everyone that Rabba said umnina makes you a mu'ed. Everyone agrees to that. Rav Ashi only disagreed because like Shamir was calling, what did you say the Tuf Tamidah said? The reason is you're not at all there. Rav Ashi holds?
I mean, it's an Adin and Adis that you can't, Adin can't be, Mekemet Kabul Adin to say that, oh, we saw an umdina.
We don't really accept the umdina. So in other words, in theory, if you had an umdina, you would be a mu'ed. In other words, where they're learning, the only, if you have, everyone agrees to in Lumdus to Rabbah that Umdina makes you Mu'id. The only question, Rav Ashi disagreed because you don't have an Umdina. So now the question is, so why? But with Trefa, you have an Umdina. By Goy, you have an Umdina. So you have to answer, Zemin the Fun, you don't have an Umdina. Oh, if you don't have an Umdina there, then you surely don't have an Umdina by a Behema. So why did Gemara have to say the reason why there's no umdina by behema? Because other mislaim hazel. You could have said whatever reason there's no umdina by a goy and a treifa. Because and the reason is because like the Rabbi Magid says, because the owner is more careful. Or like I say, the animal has more respect for people, for a salmon or kim, whatever. But I'm saying no, that's not shot. Rav Ashi argues with Rabbi. Because he says, umdina ain't good enough. Of course, there's another criteria. There's another system. There's another requirement. You have to get the check off. There's two requirements for to make you a mu'ed. Umdina is not enough to make you a mu'ed. There's another requirement. You know why mu'ed the akum lo avi mu'ed Israel? You know why mu'ed a treifa lo avi mu'ed Israel? The same reason that if your whole kofar is the main mazik, you also wouldn't be a mu'in because it doesn't check off because you're missing in the other requirement. So then the whole Rashash's kasha is not questioned because behema does check off that other requirement because by behema you're paying the zikin. I cut someone off. I'm sorry. Who was screaming? No one wants to take the credit to scream.
Aaron.
Aaron was screaming. Aaron Hertzberg.
It looks like he might have a sound issue.
Sound issue. Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, anyway.
So we're just leaving the Rashash sphere.
I don't know. No, I know it. That's a problem. What can I do? I can't solve every problem in the world. The Rashash, is very strange. He seems to be almost contradicting a Mefarish Rashi, right? Shamir is a little bit more gutsy than me. He has a stronger language, but we say he's very strange. I don't know. If you want to answer Rashash, please. I'm saying, but there's seemingly in the structure that where we set up yesterday, it's not such a complicated structure. Oh, we just set up the structure. Someone said in the beginning of share today, the structure that if you make two systems, two tracks, two requirements, then you can answer Rashash's question. So it really depends on how you read. It all goes back to the how you read the machlokes of Rabbah and Rav Ashi. If you read Rav Ashi is agreeing to Rabbah that umdina is good, then there's only one criteria. All you need is umdina. If you read that Rav Ashi is arguing with Rabbah and says umdina is no good because even though there is an umdina, it's no good. So Gufa, what Rav Ashi is saying is that there is another requirement. That's Gufa. In the Gemara, that's the whole point of Rav Ashi, that the umdina is not sufficient. You need more than umdina. There's besides umdina, you need something else. So once we say that there's two criterias, so then we have a very simple setup to answer the Rosh Hashanah's kasha. So Behema doesn't only flunk in the area of Omnina, and Trefa and Goy flunk on the other area. That's it, works out. Yoni, are you okay? Yes? Okay, I think this is, I think it's very nice. I think it's worthy, we should, no, Shamir, is it okay? If Shamir agrees, I know I'm okay.
I'm a big fan, I'm a big fan.
Okay.
Wait, Rebbe,
I just mean to say, like, I've got an alternate Mahalach and Rashi, but I, as far as the Rava Magid, this is a simple Mahalach and the Rava Magid, and the issues in Rashi are, it sounds like a good Mahalach in explaining what Rashi's bothered by, and it's really based on the Gemara Mem Aleph, how you learn the Gemara Mem Aleph, so.
Oh, thanks. So can I write it up? Can I get your permission?
You don't need my permission. I'm the Talmud.
I don't know. You used to give me some pretty rough time. Okay. Anyway.
Once again, what are the two criteria?
We're trying to say.
So Mem Aleph is one criteria and the other base. Yosef Sebrow.
Oh, I'm trying to read your name in Hebrew. I couldn't read it out. Okay. Hello, Yosef. The way we're saying like this, the one criteria for sure is you need an Omdina. And the Gemara on that base is saying that since Adam has Seichel, the fact that you are able to get a Behemoth doesn't prove you can get an Adam. But the Gemara on Mem Aleph is saying there's another criteria. You have to do four times, or first three times, a Hezek that causes you to pay Nezek. And then the fourth time, we give you this extra nezek, this super nezek. So they have to be on the same, all four times have to be on the same track that they're all bar chiyuv of paying. So they're all on the, because you get a pattern that you pay. So the first three times you have to pay. If you goy a goy, you don't pay. If you're mazik a goy, you're pater. If you're goy a treifa, he's considered dead. You don't pay. So there's missing in the payment, and not because it's not an umdana, but you didn't pay the first three times. That's what we said yesterday, that if you would say the may mazik in Rashi, it's also not a paying, because the may mazik means that it's really for, you're not paying for damages. You're paying to redeem your life. So it also doesn't make for mu'ed. In order to make a mu'ed, you need the first three times you actually had to pay damages to the person you damaged. Then for the fourth time, you get to be a mu'ed of paying this extra damage of the may kaifer.
Ray, what's the reasoning behind that? Meaning, I hear that it's a difference, but why would that make for a difference, practically speaking?
Because you have to have the it makes sense, because you the three times is you did the same thing that the fourth time, you did it the fourth time three times. So since the fourth time is nezik, because we're talking about the fourth time is you're paying the may nezik to the yarshim. So you have to have that the first three times you also did that. You did Nezek.
So, yeah, but in a case where a non-Jew and a Jew.
The same thing three times, then on the fourth time, you get clobbered on a higher level. But you have to be basically doing the same thing. But if you did a goy, you didn't do damage. So you didn't do the same thing three times. You did something else. You created an umdana that you would do. You would have done it. But you didn't do this thing. So therefore, that's a requirement. There's another requirement that mu'ed means you have to have done it three times. You have to have
the action that you're doing is the same action. It's just the practicality of the action is a different outcome.
It's perceived in halacha is not the same. That's what I'm saying. Umdina you have, but halachically it's a different action. You did not do an action of mazik. You did not do an action of paying. So you need that when you do three times a mazik, then the fourth time we go ahead and we give you a strengthened of the three times. It doesn't even sound so illogical. It's like you get a, you get rooted in what you did the three times. And so you get, now it's stronger. So you have to be, they have to have done the said that thing, a mazik. If the fourth time is mazik, assuming the fourth time is the main mizik, then the first three times also had to be the main mizik.
Rabbi, I mean, Rabbi's kind of focusing on like the paying. I mean, isn't this is the ha'adah dekra, meaning the ha'adah which is spoken about in the pasuk is the one where you damaged and you have to pay chetzi nezik for that damage, and they're huah bebalav on having done right. So.
Okay, I want to go deeper, but I think it's better. I think tomorrow maybe we'll go on a little something, maybe. So I might want to learn something in this Rambam. Once we're doing this Rambam, it's a very, and then we want to go to Tysis. I think we're going to.
Okay, we still haven't resolved the fact that why is Rashi jumping to Horeg, meaning that original issue that he raised in.
You know, that's Rekhi Vega's Kasha. And, you know, I'm thinking about it, you know. First of all, if I try and answer Kivega's Kasha, it's bad enough when I try and answer Rashash's Kasha, I get killed. Imagine if I would try and answer Kivega's Kasha. You know what the reaction would be? So I don't know. I don't know if I have an answer Kivega's Kasha. So maybe we can just leave it Shver. That would have to leave it Shver. You know, Kivega left it Shver. But okay. Let me think about what we should do tomorrow. But I think this was very nice as far as both points, that the Rashash is very strange that he's seemingly is going against the Mefarish Rashi. And structurally, there seems to be a very easy answer to his question, which beautifully is the exact same structure that we said yesterday. And it all resolves around this question of whether when Rav Ashi said Omnin Alav Klum, is he granting that Omnin is a criteria, just say this doesn't work to be an Omnin? Or is he saying that Omnin is not enough, you need something else, right? Okay, that's all. Okay, Shekayach, everybody.